It's a perfect storm of symbolism. The inauguration of the first African-American president, who happens to be from Illinois, just like Abraham Lincoln, the president who ended slavery. Lincoln's memorial, site of the famous I Have a Dream speech by Martin Luther King, whose birthday the nation celebrates tomorrow. All those themes converged at the Lincoln Memorial this afternoon, along with hundreds of thousands of people.
And I'm very excited.
The military police is kind of cramping our style, but other than that, we're good. We're really pumped, yeah.
I came here to catch a glimpse of Stevie Wonder and Obama, so I hope I get lucky.
That was Karen Mulhall from Washington, D.C., and before her, Vaishali Khatri from Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, and Mark Johnson from Olathe, Kansas. They were joined on the Mall today by several dozen superstars. The theme of the show, We Are One. That was the message of musicians ranging from Stevie Wonder to Garth Brooks. Big-time actors also took the stage, giving dramatic readings. Most of them stuck to the script, like actress Laura Linney.
When Franklin Delano Roosevelt arrived at the inaugural stand on the steps of the Capitol in 1933, 25% of workers had lost their jobs. Banks were closed, foreclosures were mounting, and the American people were frightened.
Although Jamie Foxx took the opportunity to poke a little fun at the man of the hour.
This was the most incredible moment of my life and all of your lives when our president-elect said to the American people, and he said it very smooth and calmly, he said, if there's anyone who still doubts, that America is not a place where all things are possible. Tonight is your answer.